The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I just found out that one of the guys Anthony works with is kind of a jerk. Ooh. Oh, that's so not okay. Ooh. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I am not the jerk. DJ Automatic.
Not in this studio.
I go by Anthony A. And I don't work with him steadily. I worked with him once. And it proved my theory that I don't really like people. And one of my biggest pet peeves is when people are rude to the waitstaff at any establishment. A couple nights ago, I was at the comedy club. And it's getting towards the end of the show. And somebody in the green room ordered some mozzarella sticks, and the waiter brings in the mozzarella sticks. A lovely girl named Tara, and Tara throws down the mozzarella sticks, and one of the comedians goes, "Oh, I want some," and she goes, "Oh, well, the kitchen's closed, but let me go ask and see if I can get you some." And he goes, "Well, since I'm one of the comedians, you can just go get me some mozzarella sticks."
What?
Ooh. And I was like, whoa.
A little sassy there, huh?
Whoa. And he wasn't even the headliner. Not that that matters, but that does matter. Yeah, exactly, bro. So I had to get up and walk away because I didn't want to like check him on the spot. And then I felt bad because you could tell it completely like deflated her.
Well, of course.
It was rude,
she's just
bro.
In there trying to work, make some tips, make a living. I feel like if you treat the people who are serving you badly, it's a quick indication in my book what kind of person you are. I will judge you if you are rude to people. It's just unnecessary.
Every situation is different. You can catch some attitude from a waiter sometimes also, but
you don't got to give it back.
Yeah, this situation was just a guy who was feeling very entitled because his friend was a headliner and he got to act like a certain way.
If you've ever waited tables or bartended, you know that you have to take in a lot of stuff. Oh. Whether it's people coming in with their family, which is beautiful and lovely, but there's always the kids that leave the crackers and the ketchup and the packages everywhere. Ooh. And then you get no tip. I'm like, what do you do? Come on.
Wait, hold on, Dana. Did you bartend or did you?
I was a bartender and I was a waitress for many, many years to supplement my bad income. And it was a tough job. There were times, though, that I'd get like a $20 tip just because I spent a little time talking to somebody. And then there were times
that always felt so good.
Oh, my gosh, Otto, you don't even know. I'd be like, and you know what I mean, like down to my last $2. What am I going to do? How am I going to put gas in my car? And that $20, I was like, you know, it just feels so good. And I've always treated people right. My Nana always treated anybody we ran into that was working, from the person sacking our groceries to the person serving our Egg McMuffin. She was always super nice to them. So that's who I've always been.
Especially anybody handling food. Like, why would you be rude to anybody handling your food?
Exactly. They could do whatever they want to it.
Hopefully they don't.
Yes.
But they could. And now let's get National Day Anthony A.
It's National Navajo Code Talker Day.
Such an important part of our history. When we were in World War II with the Japanese, they were constantly decoding our messages. Now, of course, Navajo people have their language. Thank goodness they did not assimilate and unlearn their language. And they really helped us win the war by sending messages in, I can't remember the Diné. Is that
Diné?
Yes. Diné. And they duped the Japanese. And the last living Navajo code talker, if I'm not mistaken, was your friend Josh's grandpa, Anthony A?
I believe so, yeah. My friend Joshua Fournay, his grandfather was a code talker, yes.
We had Joshua Fournay on our podcast. We had him on the show. So if you do a little searching, Dana Cortez Show podcast, you can listen to that. Probably one of the most important conversations we've had. We learned that his grandfather didn't get running water until a few months before he passed. You know, I believe that our
we have
Native
a lot of listeners and a lot of personal friends that live on the Navajo Reservation. So shout out to them. Thank you for listening.
Our
Thank you for
American
always rocking with us.
Brothers and sisters deserve water and electricity. So it's an important conversation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's down in the DM. Chantel contacted me, her boyfriend Robert, going to the gym, talking to some woman, Brianna, right? I called him up pretending to be this woman, Brianna, and he was confused. It did not go down in the DM. I was thinking maybe we can get some drinks after the gym if you want to hang out.
Well, yeah, thank you, but I do have an early Monday, so I can't be out too late. I did want to thank you for that free dinner plate last time. How much do I owe you for that?
Oh, the free dinner plate.
Oh, and I told my friend Orlando about 10 meals for $65, and he said he was going to order a meal plan by tomorrow night.
Yeah, something's not right now. Chantel, are you there?
What are you doing?
So what he was doing is trying to get fit, and they started going back and forth, and I have a feeling I know why he wasn't telling her what he was up to.
Why didn't you tell us anything about this?
Because first of all, this whole thing is crazy. Second, I have to keep my meal prep a secret because you're rude as every time I bring it up.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You call them big boy Lunchables. Tell me I need to learn how to cook for myself. I'm trying to lose weight.
She's not supporting him. Mm. And so he is not wanting to have the discussion with her because she's someone that is going to sabotage his journey to getting healthy. Otto and I have been on this journey together because when I was expecting Ava Maddox, Otto, you gained what they call sympathy weight.
Yeah, I gained a good probably 40 pounds. Dana had this thing where she wanted little pieces of fast food from every different fast food restaurant. So she sent me on these missions. I'd go out and I'd hit like three or four different fast food places, come back with all these orders. Dana would take a bite off of each one. And me being a good Irish Catholic schoolboy that I am, I would finish my plate and
I would polish it all off.
Yeah, I gained probably 40 pounds. And I didn't even realize I gained all this weight. And we went to a baby shower in New Mexico and my brother saw me and they were like, dude, you're fat.
They were not nice about it, though. They were like, hey, it's time for you to get in the gym. They weren't that ugly.
No, they said that. That's exactly how they said it.
They kind of were. And you did know you were overweight because I had just gone to the doctor. I stepped on the scale. You did, too. And he said, the scale's broken. I said, no, it's not.
It's not broken.
I swear that's what he said because I had gained.
I really did. I thought it was because I didn't realize I had gained that much weight.
It was 48 pounds. Oh. Should I post the picture?
No.
We need to see those for the progress. For the people out there who need the inspiration. For the dads out there who are going through this right now, brother, you could be the beacon of hope.
Sympathy weight is a real thing. And I gained 19 pounds. Otto gained double plus what I gained during the pregnancy. Okay, so Crystal, appreciate you listening to the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning.
Girl, look, I was 100 plus overweight. And
oh my gosh.
I lost mine. Mm-hmm. My husband did not support me, but then the shoe's on the other foot. Now he's miserable. Mm. And I tell him all the time, I support you, even though you didn't support me during mine.
How did he not support you? What was he doing that was unsupportive?
Look, he would literally push me and trying to get me to eat. Told everybody, oh, she's starving herself, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada.
And it was just because you were making healthier choices versus eating a bunch and eating junk, correct?
And obviously, he was insecure exactly. about the relationship because he thought if she got smaller and hotter that she might leave him.
Well, now he says, I got to lose the weight because my wife looks good and I don't.
There you go.
I also think that there's the fear. You're going to think differently of them because maybe right. they're not as healthy. Some of my best friends who were a little bit bigger would make fun of me. And it sounds ugly, but my best friend at the time when I started losing weight, he started saying, oh, girl, you think you're so good now. And he would eat in front of me. Like you said, he would pull out all the things we used to eat. And he would just, this is so good. And I'd be like, okay. I watched that happen.
And I saw it happen. And I would think, why is he doing it? I mean, I knew why he was doing it. It was because he was jealous of the fact that you were losing weight and he was still really, really big.
And later on, he ended up taking his journey and now he's healthy.
That's where my husband's at right now. Like, he's trying to do the same thing. And I tell him all the time, you know, I can't eat that. What do you mean you can't eat it? You can eat it. You just won't eat it. I'm like, no, you don't understand. When you go from that way and eating all the bad food to eating the good food, you try to eat the bad food and it ain't happening.
Also, Crystal, no. Do you ever look in the mirror or put clothes on and still feel your old size?
Yes.
Oh, what
yes.
is that? Because I know I look, I know I'm not where I used to be. I know I'm not 65 or 60 whatever pounds heavier, but there are days that I still feel super heavy.
It's your mental wellness. That's what's bad. But what a lot of people don't realize is, because my whole life I fought the weight. But once you lose that weight and you get to a comfortable zone, even gaining 1 pound will literally mentally mess with you.
Crystal, right now I'm about 5 pounds off and I'm driving myself crazy like something's wrong with me. I'm so scared.
Don't feel lonely.
Okay, good.
Don't feel lonely. I'm the same way.
I wasn't even going to call in.
And I was like, you know what? They're hitting this right on the head. And my husband's out of town right now.
Yeah.
So when he's out of town, like, I eat real healthy. So when he's in town, he's always, let's go get a burger. And I tell him all the time, I'm like, dude, you are never going to get to that point if you don't get rid of all the bad habits.
Yes, the bad habits.
He was like, well, I'm not going to starve myself. I said, you don't starve yourself. You mentally have to put it in your head that you're not going to do this.
And the thing that I always think is, where are we in society that feeding ourselves good food is suddenly depriving yourself and putting junk in the temple?
It's all what you're used to, though.
Is supposed to be great. Like, no. Apple over cookie. When did that get bad? I want you to share your story. How did you come to terms? Do you remember the day you said, I'm tired of this. I'm going to get healthy. 877-730-DCS1. Let's talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you decide to get healthy, you want support. For some reason, that doesn't always happen. You have people around you who might try to sabotage you. And I feel like that's kind of what happened with today's Down in the DM. Michael, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Did you get on your health journey and someone wasn't supportive, or were they?
Well, yeah, it was like half and half for like 5 years. You know, life changed and it kind of got to the out of control, basically, because I used to be fit, you know, play basketball, mm-hmm. you know, 2-3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, life changed. So it's like everything slowed down and you just start eating and stress and all that stuff. And then, for example, like earlier this year, I was like 240 pounds. And that's like the most I ever weighed.
Oh my gosh. How did you feel at that point, Michael, when you were at your heaviest at 240?
It was nasty. It was horrible. It was just like, I'm buying new clothes. And then from there, I was like, you know what? I'm at an age where it's like, you know, you wake up, you feel the pain, or even get out of the couch, you get those headaches.
Do you remember the day you said, okay, Michael, we got to get this done. It's time to get healthy.
It started with me first. Man, with my old lady, she was like, man, I'm going to still eat what I eat. I was like, yeah, fine. I just want to go this path.
Right.
Throw all the junk food, the sugar. I do all that stuff away, the chips, everything.
Oh, they hated you at your house. They hated you, but go ahead.
Yeah. And then after a while, that's why I was like, hey, you know, I was like, you know, in a week, you know, we'll order a lot of food. How about we start cooking? And then, you know, I love to cook food.
Yes.
So I started cooking and she started eating it. And then, you know, it took a while, but since then, now I am 210 from 240.
Oh, wow. 210. Let's go. 30 pounds, a lot of weight.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was. It was.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez started a mental health business called Wondermind. She did it with her mother. Now she's being sued. Now, I'm going to break everything down, but first I want you to listen to why she began the company in the first place.
It honestly stemmed from a conversation that we both had with each other, and we ended up relating a lot to each other, and it was a turning point. It just stemmed from us really wanting to help other mom and daughters to have like real open, honest conversations.
Okay, well, according to this lawsuit, the company is in disarray. These are the exact words that
they are not
written.
Paying their employees or vendors.
Allegedly, all allegations. And then Selena Gomez has purposely distanced herself, according to this lawsuit, from the business because she and her mother are not getting along. There are also accusations that her mother is, a substance abuser and is not taking care of the company and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what's going on, but listening to Selena describe why she started Wondermind, you know, mom and Selena have had their ups and downs. First of all, her mama was very young.
Yes.
She was a teen mother. So, you know, and mother-daughter relationships can be difficult at times. So they're like, hey, let's help other mothers. Let's help other daughters. Clearly, they're having some issues right now again.
If this was a non-family member managing this foundation, Selena would be able just to fire her.
Exactly.
Really separate ways. But this is the tricky part about working with family.
Because you can't fire them. How you fire your own mother? You know, and now here we are with this lawsuit. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen. We'll keep you updated as the story develops, you know.
Why does she talk so slow now?
I think that's a good question, Otto. She has lupus, and I saw that a doctor had written underneath a post of Selena Gomez because people were saying she's a clone, that this is not real Selena. It's AI Selena. I swear to you. The doctor wrote that lupus causes heavy, harsh inflammation in the throat and the esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be on medication. But the inflammation in the mouth and the throat itself will cause different speech patterns.
Because she kind of sounds like she's inebriated.
And she could be on some type of medication because she will choke, basically. You know, this disease is incredibly painful. Also, If you notice, sometimes she sounds more pepper and
yeah,
more,
I was going to say, she doesn't sound
chipper.
That way when she's acting.
But I just wonder if because of the inflammation, the lupus, you know, it comes and goes too in bouts, right? It flares. I think it's cruel, though, that people would write things like that on her page.
I was just genuinely curious.
No, I think it's a great question the way you asked it. The clone thing is stupid. Like,
I
I'm
never
like,
even
come
heard
on.
That one.
Or saying bad things about her. She's ill. She suffers from lupus. Her best friend gave her a kidney. Remember when she went through the surgery?
Yeah, and then they had a falling out because she was drinking.
They're back on again. Like Anthony said, family will be family. Friends will be friends, you know.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.